Right, this is about the Egg Quality Egg. It's a open source hack project, and you can see this plastic cowling here. That's the Egg Quality Egg. The idea is to produce a network of air quality sensors, and this is about the air quality outside. You can see this cable coming out here. It's probably not an Ethernet cable, but just imagine it is an Ethernet cable. So that's the base station. It goes to a hub or something, and outside are the air quality sensors, and they communicate over a radio frequency link. But this is a really stupid slide, but I just thought I'd put it in anyway. There's actually a fire detector, smoke detector up here, but that's one example of an air quality sensor. Room thermostat is another, of course, and if you've got a carbon monoxide sensor, well, those are all examples of indoor air quality sensors. The thing is about those to note is that if you've got them in your home, they're not going to be IP enabled, so they won't have any presence on the net, so you can't query them from your smartphone, from your web browser, whatever. So, well, actually, some modern central heating systems, you can do that kind of thing, but it's not that common yet. So I'm just going to show you what's inside the air quality egg. So I'm sure some of you recognize this. This is an Arduino board. Well, that's an Arduino board too, but this one sits inside the air quality egg. There's the Ethernet connector. This is the antenna, which communicates over to the air quality sensor. This is a, they called it a shield. It's just a board that sits on top of the Arduino. Actually, this is called a nano, these boards, but they're like the Arduino. And your air quality sensors plug in here. At the moment, the air quality sensors are going to be nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, humidity, and temperature. Those boards cost about £15 each, so they're pretty cheap, actually. And you'll be able to interrogate the air quality egg by using an interface like this. So there's a brokerage service, and the air quality egg communicates with that. These, of course, there are many of these eggs all around. And the brokerage service, this one is operated by COSM. You will be able to look at this dashboard, as it's been called, and these are air quality eggs in a city. I think this is around Battersea, actually. That's probably the terms there. And you can look at various data from those air quality eggs. So here's your nitrogen dioxide. This is a pollutant. It's a big problem in this country. It's actually limits set by the EU, and in many big towns and cities, we're actually breaching those limits. So that's a bit of a problem. There is actually already a government network of air monitors. There's about 300 of them around the country. There are two in Oxford. So that gives you the... That's not untypical, actually, of a settlement of Oxford size, which is about 160,000 people. So you only have to get four of these air quality eggs in Oxford, and you've doubled the size of the monitoring network. So the air quality egg is actually just a kit. You can buy the separate components, but fundamentally it's a project that you can just join in, an open source project, a hack project. So earlier this year there was a Kickstarter crowdfunding project, and that raised money for about 650 of these kits. And so they're going to be sent out early in October. Wicked Devices in New York are sending them out. There's quite a few people around the world who are working on this project. So 180 of these air quality eggs kits are going to the UK. I think there's a university in Boston that's taking 100 of them, so I'm not quite sure what they're doing with them. But it is a project where there is a lot of work to do, a lot of challenges. And I don't know if you can scan these. Can you scan them on your phone and just go to the website? Well, there are some challenges with this. I mean, one of them is calibration and the quality of the data. So maybe with larger deployments, those are things that can be overcome. If you have some ideas about that, that would be a really good contribution to the project. This whole idea of putting things online like this is known as the Internet of Things. And there's a meetup group which you can go to, and they have regular meetings in London. But just look at the wiki, and you can get an idea what it's about. Thank you very much.